Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Ask Iwata is a heartfelt tribute to the visionary leader Satoru Iwata, whose leadership and creative philosophy left an indelible mark on Nintendo and the entire video game industry. Compiled by Hobonichi, this book gathers together Iwata's wisdom, as shared through his own words in interviews, presentations, and the Iwata Asks series. It delves into the ethos and approaches of a man who is not only a CEO, but also a skilled programmer, a creative thinker, and a beloved figure known for his empathy, humility, and innovative mind. Satoru Iwata's journey is presented as a series of insights into leadership, creativity, collaboration, and the importance of putting consumers first by sharing his experiences, struggles, and victories. Ask Iwata offers invaluable lessons not just for gamers or those in the tech industry, but for anyone looking to lead with heart and pursue their passions with unwavering commitment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership and empathy. One of the most striking aspects of Satoru Iwata's leadership style was his empathy towards his employees and customers. He believed in creating a work environment where everyone felt valued and heard, fostering a sense of belonging and teamwork. Iwata's approach was to lead by example, showing respect and understanding across all levels of Nintendo. He often engaged directly with his team, listening to their ideas and feedback, which not only enhanced the development process, but also motivated the team to strive for excellence. This emphasis on empathy contributed to a company culture where innovation could thrive and challenges were met with collective effort and creative solutions. Iwata's leadership illustrates the power of empathy in creating a supportive and productive workplace, showcasing how understanding and compassion can lead to unprecedented success. Secondly, innovation driven by passion. Satoru Iwata's career was marked by a relentless pursuit of innovation, driven by his passion for gaming and creativity. His programming background enabled him to have a unique perspective on game development, seeing possibilities where others saw obstacles. Through key decisions like the development of the Wii console, Iwata pushed for technology that was accessible to all, rather than just catering to hardcore gamers. This inclusive approach to gaming opened up the industry to a broader audience and demonstrated the importance of passion-driven innovation. Iwata's vision for Nintendo was not just about following trends, but about creating new ones, inspiring the company to develop products that stood out in a competitive market. The success of Nintendo under his leadership showcases how passion, coupled with innovation, can revolutionize an industry. Thirdly, putting customers first. A cornerstone of Iwata's philosophy was his customer-first approach. He believed in understanding and prioritizing the needs and desires of the end users over mere technological advancements. This philosophy was evident in his decision-making and product development strategies, aiming to create enjoyable and memorable experiences for players. Iwata's focus on customer satisfaction led to the creation of user-friendly consoles and games that appealed to a wide demographic, from children to older adults, thereby expanding Nintendo's market significantly. His approach demonstrates the effectiveness of building a brand and products with a clear focus on the consumer experience, ensuring that technology serves users in meaningful and engaging ways. Through Iwata's example, businesses can learn the importance of putting customers at the heart of their innovations. Fourthly, the importance of corporate culture. Under Satoru Iwata's guidance, Nintendo cultivated a corporate culture that greatly contributed to its global success. Iwata believed that a company's culture plays a crucial role in fostering innovation and dedication among employees. He promoted an environment of openness, where the exchange of ideas was encouraged and failure was seen as a stepping stone to success. This culture of creativity and resilience allowed Nintendo to navigate through challenges and emerge stronger. Iwata's leadership showed that the cultivation of a positive corporate culture is integral to achieving long-term success, illustrating how the values and ethos of a company can directly impact its performance and the satisfaction of its employees. Lastly, resilience in the face of adversity. The story of Satoru Iwata is also a narrative of resilience in the face of adversity. Despite facing significant challenges, including health issues and the fluctuating fortunes of Nintendo in a highly competitive industry, Iwata's resolve never wavered. His commitment to his vision and his company exemplified his resilient spirit, he navigated Nintendo through periods of uncertainty with grace and foresight, making bold decisions that would secure its position in the market. This aspect of his leadership reminds us of the importance of resilience, showing how a steadfast commitment to one's values and goals, coupled with the ability to adapt to changing circumstances, can lead to extraordinary achievements. Iwata's legacy encourages individuals and companies alike to persevere through difficulties, emphasizing that resilience can be a powerful driver of success. In conclusion, Ask Iwata is more than a book about the video game industry. It is a guide on leadership, creativity, and human-centric business practices. Its pages echo the wisdom of a man who believed in leading with humility, fostering innovation, and putting people first. Satoru Iwata's insights are invaluable for leaders, entrepreneurs, developers, and anyone aspiring to make a positive impact in their professional and personal lives. This book shows how passion, empathy, and resilience can shape a successful future, making it a must-read not only for fans of Nintendo but for anyone looking to navigate their path with integrity and foresight. By embodying Iwata's principles, readers can discover how to create meaningful work and inspire those around them, ensuring a legacy that, much like Iwata's, will be cherished and remembered fondly. If you would like to support Hobonichi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.